In a widely expected move, the state made it official yesterday. The Mid-Barrett's-Harria Sediment Diversion Project is canceled. The state is replacing the $3 billion coastal restoration project with a smaller scale version. Charles Sutcliffe with the National Wildlife Federation is disappointed with the decision.
A generation of experts have scrutinized this project from every angle, and a generation of people living along the coast have trusted that the state is making decisions about the future in a principled way, and we found out that that's no longer the case.
Governor Landry testified last November that while a lot of money for the project would come from the settlement of the Deepwater Horizon oil spill, continuing the project would cost the state money it doesn't have. For the first time ever, New Orleans is hosting a UFC championship event. Jeff Palermo reports.
Lafayette's own Dustin Poirier headlines tomorrow night's UFC fight card at the Smoothie King Center as he takes on Max Holloway in the final bout of his career. Kelly Scholes of New Orleans & Company says this is a big deal for New Orleans to bring the UFC to the city.
We are really rolling out the red carpet for this event and for these fans and journalists and attendees who are coming.
Poirier and Holloway have fought each other twice previously, with Poirier winning both times. I'm Jeff Palermo.
Senator and physician Bill Cassidy is again urging people to get vaccinated against the measles. He stresses it can be a deadly disease.
There was a Canadian woman who got pregnant, who got infected, and her child died. There's a person in Great Britain who just died from measles.
I'm Colleen Crane on TIX FM.